Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. I just wanted to say a few words. My name is Stuart Lee. I'm Director of Computing Systems and Services up at OUCS. Just by way of introduction as to what we're going to do today, we're showing you the launch of iTunes U. It actually goes live next week on the 7th of October. And Peter's going to take you through a demo, and then Caroline is going to be here as well to answer any questions. Just to say a bit of background to this, this really came about because a growing relationship between Oxford and Apple Computers, and they were talking to us towards the end of last year about that they were going to be launching iTunes U in Europe and across the world sometime this year, and they really wanted Oxford to be part of this. We know that it's launched very successfully in the States last May. Most of the major Ivy League universities and big universities are involved. There's about 350 institutions there using it quite heavily. So we got very interested in this, and we were talking to Apple about this and saying, yeah, we would like to be involved. And really, I think one of the things which, of course, attracted us to this was the fact that you are getting the marketing potential of iTunes U, which is just global. And, of course, in this year of the campaign, but also in the increasing pressure, as always, to do outreach activities and widening participation, this really was of interest to us. We know that in the States they're getting in excess of 100,000 downloads a week, maybe even higher, of some of their material. My own personal experience when I put up some English lectures on iTunes, which is the commercial side, first day it was listed, I got 6,000 downloads in a day of just a very bad lecture, which I gave. But anyway, it was downloaded. So we put a lot of work into this. The interesting thing is the spin-off benefits it's had for the university. And first of all, although we're going to be showing you iTunes, which implies that you've got this bit of software on your laptop, on your Windows or Mac, and what it's also meant is we can aggregate for the first time. We've brought together a lot of podcasts which the university have been making. So there is another web page if you've got a Linux machine. But it's really benefited us in bringing that, and also thinking about the way colleges, faculties and departments are creating podcasts and alerting them to some of the legal issues around that, such as IPR. So we were pretty much ready to go. A lot of work done at OUCS allowed us, in background technology, to filter the material in there. We've been working this over the summer, but it's been an amazing collaborative project. OUCS have been providing the technical support, but we've been working extremely closely and taking the lead from Public Affairs Directorate, and sincerest thanks to Caroline and Chris, who's been putting in a hell of a lot of work into this. But I'm going to hand you now over to Pete Robinson, who really has been sort of the driving force behind this, certainly at OUCS, and he's going to take you through what we've put together and what we hope to be launching next week. Pete.
Okay, thank you very much for coming today. It's nice to see so many of you here. I'm quite passionate about this project. I think it's going to be quite exciting for the university, and I'm trying to tell you some of the things that have been happening over the last few months. We've been doing a lot of work very, very quickly to get to a stage that we're at today, and I'm quite proud of what we've got and what we've achieved. I'll try and talk you through the portal itself, the iTunes U framework, and give you a little tour of the functionality and the features. And on the journey, as we go down those routes and pathways through the interface, I'll try and point out a few of the talks, the interviews, the lectures, the learning material, some of the resources that are in there. It's quite surprising how much stuff's in there. I think we'll probably be launching with over 250, 300 things. In a few weeks' time, there'll be a lot even more. Possibly 200-300 people have been contributing to the project, academics, staff from around the university. Some of you might have even been interviewed or given a talk that's in there. So I'll talk you through basically the interface. This is iTunes software. This is really, really popular with people for going to online music shops. Kids love it for downloading tracks. It's free software. It comes from Apple. It works on a Mac, it works on a PC, you can download it, quite easily. I talked my dad through it over the phone in about a minute, and he just downloaded it, and he was up and having a look at the Michael Palin stuff straight away. What it is, it's a framework, it's an interface for the university. So Oxford University has a place in the system. iTunes U, as Stuart probably said, is a very, very popular place for a university to be in. In America, pretty much all
the top 20 universities in America are in there. So your Yales, your Harvards, your Berkeleys, your Stanfords, etc., etc., have got a place in iTunes U. So if you're interested to see those institutions, have a look at when you get back to your office. And I think our stuff is nicer and looks a lot better.
It's basically arranged in. It's easy to kind of think of it as a website. It's not technically a website, but it's easy to think of it like that. And this is our splash page. So we've got some nice, pretty graphics to say we are the University of Oxford, and we've got this ability to have some what we call album covers. These are visual icons that represent either a talk or an interview or a series of talks. And if there's a series, we call it a podcast, a feed. So the term podcast is often used for a single item and also a set, a collection of things. So what we have here is some featured material, some recording material that we think people out there in the world will be interested in. So hook them in, get them excited and get them looking around the system. So the Vice Chancellor has filmed a couple of weeks ago a nice introduction to Oxford University that explains how it works and how as a student you might find appealing. We've got some award-winning podcasts that have been done by the admissions team called Pod Oxford that explains the admission process, and it's aimed at people at school age, and it tries to deconstruct some of the strange terms that we have in the admissions process. Very, very popular with mums and dads who've got kids of school age for downloading material about the university. We've got the wonderful Michael Palin's Oxford film, which was produced this year to help explain again the university to people who might be interested in the campaign. Then we've got some talks. We had until yesterday Paul Collier, who is a professor of economics, talking about the bottom billion. But we changed it because there's a lot of interesting things happening in the stock market. So we thought, well, we've got an excellent talk that took place in the university by a Nobel Prize-winning economist from Columbia University. It was held in May. And he basically was saying about the global financial crisis was coming. And he starts his talk, very interestingly, saying, in his opinion, it's going to be as bad as the late 20s. And I thought to myself, well, you know, this is what people would be quite interested to listen to at the moment. Suddenly a Nobel Prize-winning professor talking about what's happening. We've got the economics of climate change, so Craig Ventner talking about the Human Genome Project. Then we've got down here, we've got subjects. So we've got English. We've got a nice collection of stuff from English. We've got engineering's been having a very big campaign, 100 years of engineering. So we've got about 15 different professors talking about engineering, mechanical engineering, biotechnical, the history of engineering, etc., etc. Environmental change, a young academic talking about quantum nanotechnology, continuing education, a professor talking about his work with cancer, work with research with pain. So that's the kind of glamorous album covers. When we started thinking about this a few months ago, we had a problem in the university that we had a lot of this material was actually out there on websites scattered around the university. But it was a devil's own business to try and find it. You'd have to know where the conference was in the website, and which department was related to which division, etc., etc. So you had some of these great pieces of material that were scattered across different departments, websites, intranets, etc., etc. Also, some of the formats were a bit ropey, and some of the standardisation was a bit difficult. So what everybody would like, and the position we wanted to get to very quickly, was to have a portal, a way that you could look at the audiovisual assets of the university, because it's useful for people to see this. A lot of this material is for marketing anyway, and basically it's really where we should be as a top global university. We should have this global presence. So how we came to arrange this is we stuck to the divisional structure for the site. So basically, if this is the first level of the tree of the website, shall we say, these are the divisions here. Humanities, maths, physical and life sciences, medical sciences, social sciences, continuing education. Then we've got some extra categories that we've put in for the libraries and IT and central services.
Colleges, of course, are in there. The campaign is very important. It's in there. And we've got something we're titling University Life at the moment. And I'll try and show you what's in some of these things.
So, for instance, if we go to Humanities, we can see a range of material here. Now, we've
got to this stage very, very quickly. This is probably a two-year project done in a few months. Okay, so we've put our best brains at this. And we've tried to put a fair reflection of the material that's out there in the university to reflect each division. Unfortunately, there's over 200, I'm sure, units. Probably medicine alone is probably 200 research units. We can't have every single person in at launch. It would have took us 5-10 years to do it. So what we try to do is just reflect a fair selection of material. We want to reflect the excellence of the university. We don't want to put things that in any way reflect anything that we wouldn't be happy with showing. So all this material is publicly available. It's freely available as well. I don't know if that's been said yet. So you can freely download this material across the world. There is no there's no hidden catch. It's standards-based material stuff, and it's most of the material has been donated by academics, or a lot of academics in the last few weeks have given us their time to interview them about their research. So we've got a fantastic selection of about 20 interviews with leading academics talking about their work. They're particularly interesting from a general listener's point of view. So, for instance, in Humanities, we've got a bit of a video piece about the tutorial system. We've got Brian Moore Perkins on the end of the Roman Empire. Tim Garton Ash talking about migration, First World War poetry, lots of philosophers, phonetics, the John Locke lecture series on philosophy, some art material, Oliver Taplin talking about classics. Let's go and have a look in another area. Maths and Sciences, the next one down. We've got probably the engineering things are there. We've got some chemistry. We've got Alan Barr, who's a scientist in physics, and he's talking about Big Bang experiments that are going on in CERN. Very excited scientist when I interviewed him. It was 2 days before they launched, and he was just chuffing bits of it. Anybody who's interested in science would love to listen to that interview. It's just so exciting to hear a scientist just talking about the world's biggest experimental thing just about to launch. Got some information material, introduction to astrophysics. We've even got stuff from the alumni weekend, which happened just a few days ago. So we've got Fred Taylor talking about the physics group sending strange things off into space to look at the atmosphere of a planet. And we've got Peter Donnelly talking about statistics and genetics. So that's in there as well. Head of division, Maths and Sciences division, kindly gave us an interview to talk about his work in geoscience and also talking about science generally at the university. So lots of good stuff. Medicine, again, plenty of interviews with people in medicine. The guy, Christopher Fairburn, who's on the Wellcome Trust committee, he's the person who started to put a name on eating disorder, bulimia, cracking talk, childhood diseases, the ex-head of the British Medical Council, talking about his life as a myologist. He ended up in the House of Commons, House of Lords, sorry, when he talks about the ethical problems in medicine, how you get the laws passed and stuff like that. So, well famous people talking about their area. Most of it of general interest. We've got the campaign, I'll show you that. We saw, as we were sitting down, we saw Michael Palin's material. So, this allows me to show you the selection of things. We've got audio. Probably 80% of the stuff in the system is audio. So, it's straightforward MP3 files if you're technical. So you can download to your MP3 player and listen to them on the bus or cycling into work. We've got video versions of some of the lecture series as well. So, this is nice because, again, if you were in your own silo in the university and you found out there were some talks happening next door, it's often difficult to make those talks. You know, you're in engineering and you want to go and hear the physicists, you're in material science and you want to go and hear the maths people. It's difficult to get that, so we've got access to it. The audio version, of course, also allows people who might have problems with visual material getting access. We put high quality versions of things as well. So the more normal version is what we recommend for downloading on your at home. And occasionally there's some stuff that we think we should have a second version, really high quality. So Michael Palin gets that treatment.
So how you download it is you can either play it straight away
in the
actual interface. But podcasts really are sets of things that probably change over time. So hopefully you get new material. So Alan Barr talking about the Large Hadron Collider and the proton streams smashing into each other. He's excited and he's going to give a series of interviews as the project progresses. So you basically subscribe to it in the interface, pops up in here, your little viewer, and then over time the viewer will tell you, hang on a minute, there's some new material out there, sat there waiting to be downloaded, do you want to download it? And you press the button and say yes, and give it to me. So what I would suggest you do, have a bit of fun, is find some feeds and things that you like, just subscribe to them and then they'll be sat there in your interface, and then over time just keep an eye on them and download the ones that seem to be of interest. So for me, I love these interviews with the researchers, the Oxonian talks, the 20 of them. It's going to be probably 100 in a few years' time. I'm subscribed to that because I'm pretty much any of those of interest to me. If you're interested in philosophy, we've got a series of talks with great philosophers at the university. So if metaphysics is your bag, I think it's Adrian Broom talking about metaphysics, what it is and what it's not. Great stuff. I'll just show you. So you can also actually, so you can download it directly or you can just play it through the thing. So I'll randomly play this one, which is... It's not just all work. The campaign, we've seen that. I'll just show you university life as well. This is an area that we're thinking of placing the social material. So we've got the admissions material here at the moment, long series of stuff there, probably about 20 audio tracks. Like I say, anybody at a school or with children's school application age would like that. Got some videos on sport. We've got a couple of tracks already from last weekend's alumni weekend, Beyond the Globe Exploring the Solar System, Genetics of this thing. So that's hot off the press. We've got the Vice-Chancellor giving a welcome speech. Interviews with Oxonians. So there's been a lot of back-end work done by our programmers and architects to make sure that this system scales well. As Stuart said, we've actually also implemented a web version of the whole thing. So a frequently asked question might be, hang on a minute, this is all Apple, this, that and the other. You're getting in bed with a devil, we don't like Apple. It's fine, it's all standards-based material, it all works via a web browser as well. So if you, for instance, don't have this piece of software on your computer for some reason or other and you don't fancy downloading it, you can just use the web version of it, which is the same material, ordered in the same way divisionally, and it's just as easy to gain access to. So it's a web version. So again, the project's acted as like a catalyst to allow us to get the workflow for this audiovisual material sorted out. So departments around the university now have got a clear path on how to do this. A clear idea is we've got training that we've been doing for quite a few months, and I see quite a few of you have already been to the training. We're going to carry that on the next few months at OECS. And we've got also a thing that is unfortunate but necessary. We've got paperwork sorted out now for this. So everybody has given their permission and signed this off, and departmental approvals happened as well. The speakers themselves have released their material to the university to use in this system. So this long list of Adrian Moore, Irene Tracy, Thomas Halliday, Nick Foster and Julian Savalescu, Craig Hunt, these people have all released this material formally, and we checked it as well to make sure that it's acceptable. I'll give you a couple more things that are quite exciting. And why they're exciting for me and why I'm passionate about this is because, as Stuart said, we're going to have a large amount of people visiting this. It's a global system. People will find us quite quickly in the system around the world, and they will probably look for some subjects that they're interested in. Up there in the top you can see Search Oxford University. That's the quickest way of actually finding anything. So if you just wanted to think of a keyword associated with your own subject, you would just place that in that slot there like Google, tap search, and it will go off and find stuff. Okay, so yesterday when I just did a demo in the university offices, somebody asked me to do a live demo, which I'm always a bit nervous about doing. In fact, my spelling is atrocious. But we've got interviews with philosophers, John Locke lectures with philosophers. And again, this is great and quite exciting for me because it breaks down silos. So you might have a talk
from Sir Nicholas Stern, who's a government advisor about the economy, really high up in the World Bank and things. His material might be not in the economics section, it might be in climate change section. We've got climate change material in the engineering section talking about sustainability. So you can just do a quick search and put in a keyword and you'll find the stuff. As I said, there's a lot of people going to come and look at this site and a lot of people are going to download it. And what we've tried to do is leverage that. So we've tried to say, what's our goal, what's our vision, what's our marketing thing? And we'd like them to go off to visit the departments. We'd like them to think about the admissions, have a look at the stuff there. We'd like to let them have a look at the campaign material on the website there. You might have some projects or research units associated with your talks or your conferences and things like that. So you might want to target them. So there's a set of links here, also with every set of audio and video recordings, there's a consistent set of links that relate to the university, that's consistent across the system. We've got some admissions direct links here, we've got some recommendations here. What is science for? This is Richard Dawkins talking with a Nobel Prize winning philosopher at the James Martin series of lecture talks. Fantastic things. James Martin talks, I was just looking at them yesterday thinking there's pretty much out of a series of six or seven, there's two Nobel Prize winners, a world famous professor. I mean, this just is what Oxford is all about. Some of the things that people might not find very easily, we've highlighted here. And this is quite exciting. This is a live thing that comes off the system. This is called top downloads. So what will happen is, over time, the material people find interesting or exciting will go into this list here. So probably people will find Michael Palin's material quite nice for them to watch, and that will probably float up to the top. If there is some big financial crisis like we're going at the moment, we might highlight the fact that we've got a lot of expertise in the university talking about this kind of area, and that might start to go up to the top as well.
So that's a live thing that comes off the system. And this is how we're going to launch, but of course this will change over time. We'll probably move things around. We're always open to comments from people. We have a steering group that's made up of various people from around the university, and we're also taking guidance from people in the divisions about what material they feel we should go with. I think I'm done.
Thank you, Peter. Hello, my name's Caroline Culver. I'm Head of External Communications for the University. I've met some of you in the room already. Thank you very much for coming. I just wanted to say a few words about what we're doing in terms of communicating this to both the university and also to the public, because obviously that's key. We are going to be putting out a press release next week so that the media, both locally and nationally, get to hear about this project. And we're also very keen that we directly communicate this project to various external groups. So, for example, at the recent alumni weekend, we had a stall there and we gave out leaflets to people who came along. We've also put articles about this in Oxford Today and a new Teachers e-newsletter, which we launched a couple of weeks ago, which goes out to teachers around the country, which they can then forward on to students who might be thinking about applying to the university. So that's a really good way of getting these messages out really quickly and cheaply and directly to the key audiences that we're trying to reach. There'll also be articles in Blueprint and various other publications that the university produces. As Pete mentioned, there is a steering group that has been looking at this project, and obviously content is very important. So I just want to reassure people that any content is being checked and does have to come through us before it can go on the site. So it's not going to be a free-for-all, it is going to be checked very carefully, and that's obviously important to preserve our reputation to the outside world. We're also very keen that it reflects the breadth of what the university does, hence the fact that there's material about the divisions, the different departments, the colleges, the campaign and so on. So we want to make sure it's very broad in terms of its appeal to people. It's worth noting actually in the top right-hand corner where it says welcome to the university, that's a page where people can click through to a special page which will have information about different aspects of the university, where they can actually access the web page for the campaign, the web page for admissions on our website and so on and so forth. And that will give us a lot of interesting information about how new people are coming to our website as a result of having found us through iTunes. So that sort of statistical ability, I think, is very important because it will help us demonstrate the worth of the project. We have lots of these leaflets, which we've been handing out to people. We have got more of them if you would like them. They're going in all of the freshers packs, so all of the new students will get a copy of this in the next couple of weeks. And they've also been sent out to all of the colleges to distribute to second and third year students as well, and to graduates. Feedback is obviously extremely important, so as a result of seeing this today, and once it goes live on Tuesday and you've had a chance to look at it properly, if you do have any feedback for us, please do let us know, because this is, you know, for the whole university, and we're very keen that it represents everybody and that everyone's happy with it. I think that's all I was going to say. So does anyone have any questions for us?
Can I just use the opportunity to thank our team while they're here? Barry Cornelius is the programmer and system architect who's done a huge amount of back-end work, making sure the systems work, and there's a lot of databases in there. Oliver Lewis, who helped doing a lot of the design and interviewing. Steve and Carl over there. I'd also like to thank Caroline for smoothing the wheels of the whole project and making sure a lot of the obstacles that could have been in the way have been removed, and also to Chris Eddy, who I don't think is here, who's one of the university webmasters, who has been absolutely fantastic at supporting the project. So if we could just round of applause. And thank you very much for coming, and if you've got any questions, please just email podcasts@oucs.com.